The adult beverages are poured, the kids are asleep. Welcome to New Dad Gaming, a show about fatherhood, gaming, and new fathers figuring out their gaming lives. My name is Trevor, and I have a 3-year-old and a 5-year-old.
And I'm Jeff, I have a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old.
Darn dirty scalpers. Darn dirty scalpers. It is such a piss off to see how many people are scalping these next generation games. It is ridiculous. So angering.
Yeah, especially when it's like right out in front of you and you're like, you know, for $1,000, this could be yours.
For double the price, just like double or up to upwards of 300 or 400 more than it's selling for.
Yeah.
And then such mass quantities. That's what we are going to get into, but we're not going to start on that negative note.
No.
I just want to have the first burst to calm myself down.
Right.
And I'm good. Much like a dad adult beverage. Because the real story is, because who doesn't need a scalper is Jeff. Jeff, who got his hands on a beautiful PS5 unit.
Beautiful.
Threatened not to be there on time, but then in a practically Christmas miracle, it arrived on your doorstep. And you have been living the PS5 new dad life. For new dads waiting for their system or hoping to get in the new year, break it down. What is it like to have the PS5 for you and your gaming household?
Spectacular. It's amazing.
Awesome.
I'm not going to lie. You can just go to the scalpers, get one yourself. no, it is a head and shoulders above what PS4 is. And that's not exaggerating that it is so good.
Amazing. So what's the so walk us through it. So it shows up, I think we covered the story last week when we weren't sure if it was going to show up, but then it did, or had that
it
not
did yeah it wasn't going to show up until at least Monday, but it showed up launch day. I had like this spidey sense, and I'm like, I'm just going to check the door, and it was sitting right there. I had no notifications, no shipping notifications, no nothing. It was just, there's a box. It's not like covered with the PS5, it's just a regular cardboard box, but I'm like, that's it. So like 0 to 60 really quick.
completely down to utterly elated. You bring it into the household and you begin the unboxing. Like, walk us through, like, what are us new dads to expect when we receive our own units one fine day?
It's really big and really heavy. I think a lot of people have said that, and it's like, they're not kidding. It is heavy. I did have, because I said on the show, I was going to hide it for a bit because I'm on vacation. I took vacation to spend some time with this console, but it came mid-afternoon. The kids were kind of still in virtual school, so I'm like, I'll crack it. The thing is a beast. So to set this thing up, you kind of have to clear a spot for it. So I was making a ruckus trying to clear.
You kind of have to build a new room for it.
Yeah, you know.
A little extra support.
Cut out the drywall, you know, whatever you need to do to make this thing fit. The unboxing is like, it's very easy to get it out and into your setup. But my wife walked by and she's like, oh my God, it's so ugly.
It's a statement. The lines are certainly nice and it's well built, but it's going to be noticed. It is a monolith. It is big.
I don't think she's actually ever seen pictures of it, and she was probably expecting like another black machine that kind of hides in this like black credenza kind of thing that we have going, right? It would just disappear. But this thing is towering. So it's like, I have it vertical with the stand. I'm like behind hooking everything up. She's like, oh my God, what is going on?
Why is this in my house?
Yeah. But no, like the setup is pretty straightforward. If you've hooked up any console, you know what to do here. It's not much of an issue.
Okay, now for the first, when you first booted up, did you have any issues with signing in? When it signed in, was it immediately just Jeff Central, here's your games and everything else?
Actually, if you have the PlayStation app, you just like scan it, and then it's just like, boom, signed in, and here's a bunch of the welcome stuff that you kind of like, you know, tick through. If you want screen readers and stuff, it's very accessible that way. And just kind of your own settings. So I was in, you know, 5 minutes, maybe, if I'm careful. But that doesn't mean all your games come over. So that's a whole other thing, is to get your PS4 games and all that saved data. There is a process to do that. So that can be done a number of ways. But I was more excited just to get into the PS5 and get some games going.
Okay. So how long did it take for your kids to discover the new hotness that was in your house with the PS5. Was it the beep? Did the beep give it away?
It was the beep. It was the beep, Trevor, because I have been going on and off, like, just don't include the beep on next-gen hardware, or give me an option to shut it off, because, again, it just sends the kids running, and I beep that thing, and it's pretty loud. And immediately the kids come up, at least my youngest.
The very first time you turned it on?
Yep.
Wow.
He's in the room. Yeah.
Just skittering up the walls, like, what's that?
Like, just out from the cushions of the couch, just, what are you doing?
Busting through the floor.
Yeah, it was just, he immediately knew. He's standing there kind of in awe because he didn't know it was coming. I didn't tell my kids. I had no idea. They were like, what is going on? So, no, he's already in the room. He's ready to yell. I'm like, shut up. You need to go back to school, one. And two, your older brother's in the other room. Don't tell him. He's like, okay, I'll go back, but I really want to play after. I'm like, yeah.
Of course you do.
That's fine.
God, do you think there's any way this kid is going to pay attention for the rest of the day?
No.
A new console's in his house in the next room, and oh yeah, you'll go to school for the rest of the day. That's going to work.
No. Yeah, okay. He did not. Right. There's no way he did. But it gave me a good couple hours with it myself. At least, like, I don't care what he was doing, but 2 hours by myself. With the PS5. So yeah, no, they did notice when it was first set up. So that's not a, you can't really do this thing quietly.
Okay. So try to walk us through, we're all playing PS4. Like I play the PS4 Pro. Even last night I was playing a game and I was just remarking of how stunning it is. Like, it's like, man, this game looks really good. Who needs a PS5? Meh. No, right. No, but it's more to the point of like, it's still impressive last gen graphics and such. So you, and I know you've never been a slouch on giving credit to the current consoles where it's, you know, the stuff looks good, the good looking games. So you finally do get into it. Like, what's your take? Like, what were your takeaways? Like, what were you noticing about it all?
It is so clean and smooth. Like, there's no hitches. There's nothing. Mm. It's just, everything is there. It loads super quick, so no one's lying on those load times. Spider-Man, Miles Morales, I got one of those as one of my first games, and it, honest to God, will load in, you know, 4 seconds. You're at a menu, ready to go in the game, and then it's like nothing. There's no loads after that. So everything just looks super smooth, super clean, and this system is super quiet. So I'm coming from like the base PS4 where like a jet engine, again, just its fans are on. This thing is whisper quiet. So when you jump into a game, just the fluidity of it, and I know a lot of the PS4 Pro games sometimes had, you know, a performance mode. I have never seen games like this on a console. On PC, yeah, sure. But oh my God, just Spider-Man being 60 frames a second in a 4K resolution on my TV was just something. I was in awe just at looking at it. So it blew me away from coming from, again, a base PS4. So
what was the, so I guess, does that set your dad brain in motion as far as the improvement to quality of life, where now I'm going to be able to play so many more games in so much, like, are you a little, I think what I'm almost expecting is there's going to be less resistance for me to boot up a game because it's going to be so fast. Did that kind of come to pass?
Yeah. And I thought that was like, my only thought was, I would sometimes not game at night because I knew how long it would take to get going. It's kind of loud. You know, I'm sitting there on, you know, 1 or 2 minute load screens before I actually get in the game. And then I'm wondering what game to pick because I don't want to sit through a load time I don't want to be in, right? These things are so quick. I'm switching in and out. Just to play, again, pick up and play. So I think it helps with that. If you want 15 minutes of gaming, you could do a couple levels in Spider-Man, no problem. Like, and that's from like dead sleep. That's not even from, you know, having it kind of in pause or in like a quick resume kind of thing. It's just, again, from start to menu, it is seconds of your life versus minutes. And that is all, again, dad gaming time is pretty limited. So that helps a ton. And even, I will say, with kids, if they want to get on here, you can quickly switch in and out of, you know, their games and your games pretty quickly, right? There's no fuss, no muss. So
I want to cover the kid angle in a bit, but I suppose the last thing, we talked a little bit about the games you had tried, and I think the other one you had mentioned was Astro's Playroom.
Yes.
Which is the darling of this launch console. I've heard so many good things about this game, especially as a showcase for the controller.
Yeah. It's packed in free, so it downloads in no time. I want this game to be longer. It's a good probably like 5-6 hours of play, which is enough, I find. But it's such a love letter to the PlayStation community. Everything in it goes from the beginning of the PlayStation 1, all the way up until now. So all the artifacts and symbols you find, even like the little things in the game, are all like just callbacks. It's just a one big nostalgia trip. And I know you mentioned the controller. This thing does really show off the controller. Like, to feel yourself on ice on the controller is something to actually, like, you have to experience it. You can't even talk about it because I couldn't explain it. But it's just, it just feels like what the terrain is in the game. So absolutely a showcase.
I think isn't there something with the tension of the trigger buttons too? Like, if you're pulling a bow, the farther you pull it back, the harder it becomes to press. Is that true?
Yeah, they're adaptive triggers. So there is a bow in the game where you have to, there's even like a little spring suit. So you feel the spring compress and then kind of give and then resist you. And then when you let go, you can feel it release itself. Hmm. And just having that kind of control on some of this stuff allows you to game like a little bit more precisely and know what you're doing and feel their world. So it was a cool, really cool experience. As just a free game. Like, it's just free. It's like, hey, welcome. And that's perfect.
I think they'd almost have to do that, true, because I think especially for the controller thing.
Yes.
The reviews, and I'm sure all gaming dads who are paying attention must have seen some of the reviews about this, specifically about the controller, but to show game devs even, look at what's possible if you take advantage of this hardware.
Yep.
And I heard of some misses with for instance, the new basketball game with 2K, where they had some things, but it's not really as, they didn't push it as far as they could have.
Yeah.
You know, so I think like with, beyond just a love letter and a first great title, so if you have nothing else to play alone, this would have been amazing. I think that is a showcase of what's possible and where people can take it with it. Now, somehow, like, I cannot believe that you decide to also play Demon Souls. As far as, like, okay, that's the most anti-dad choice. Like, get good and, like, beat Demon Souls? What is going through your mind?
Kudos to the
effort, though.
I know. And I was, like, wary of it because, again, like, this game is known for being difficult and dying a lot and sending you back to the end, you know, the beginning of the world. But it's like, it's made specifically for PS5. I wanted to see the graphics in it. And honestly, the deaths are super quick. The loads are super quick, like seconds. So you die, you start again. It's no different than any other game that you're really playing. Like, yes, the difficulty's there, but honestly, it's just so easy to get in and out. It's not much of a problem, and I appreciate it. Like, it's not even like, I laugh at my deaths. I'm not even getting frustrated knowing that I'm going to lose all this time because I'm not sitting at, again, a loading screen for 2 minutes and just wondering, you know, maybe I shouldn't play again. Mm. And this is more like, oh, just one more round, right? I know that guy's strategy. I can get past him. And I've already beat the first little mini boss guy. So I'm pretty proud of that. That's way more than what I did on PS3 with this game.
Yeah, I think that we must have covered that a few times where some games are just punishing for dads because your game time is already so limited.
Yeah.
That the thought of like dying and having to restart and then reload the whole process of it, if nothing else, if that load time now is not next to nothing and you're back to playing.
Yeah.
You know, you probably can take on some titles. This might be the title that really or the system that really unlocks Demon's Souls for a lot of dads, because finally it's death is not so painful.
No, and it comes with those, you remember those activity cards? So part of the UI, they have activity cards that you kind of can look at and different challenges. This has, the Demon's Souls has like activity cards for the boss that you're at. So you don't even have to go through the menu system of the game. You can just hit the activity card and you're right into the world where you left off. So like,
that's amazing.
It's even easier.
I didn't know they had taken advantage of that system so readily. That's phenomenal. Have you found, I think you posted a pic of your kid using the cards, one of the hints for Miles Morales, right?
Yeah. So my younger son loves Spider-Man. He's taken to Miles Morales. Like, he wants to play it every day. And he can't get past some just puzzles that are a little bit too complex for him. But immediately in the UI, I showed him one time how to ask for help, and it shows you the objective you're on, you know, the game time you have left on that objective. And I just said, here, hit this little, I call it, you know, the hamburger menu button on the controller, and it shows you what to do. And he snapped it to the side, followed along, and it was just, the gaming is just that more accessible to those that need it, right? So he could go along by himself, not get too frustrated. I still want him to try the puzzles, but he knows that that help is readily there instead of like trying to bug me for answers, where I might be off doing something, making supper or doing something else with my other son, and he can kind of game by himself, right? It gives him that power. So he's used it a number of times.
That's amazing. So like, so that's a good segue into the your kids' reaction to it. So they didn't know it was coming.
No.
You tried to sneak a fast one on them. The the beep was your downfall again, as it so often is in your life.
Yeah.
So your kids finally get out from school and they finally get a chance to play it. What is the dad-kid dynamic when playing with this next-gen console?
It's different. I'll say it's different. Like, the PS4 is, what, seven years old?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I give them a controller. I don't look at to see if their hands are washed. You know, they might, you know... Do you know what I mean? Jeez. Like, they might just, you know, accidentally sit on the other controller that's on the couch, you know, and I, you know, I'll tell them, you know, move it, put it back. With this, I'm like, okay, brand new system.
Here's some game rules.
It's like, it's a white controller. Okay. You can't have grubby hands. You can't like, you know, have spaghetti sauce, right? You need to treat this with respect. It has some quirks to the system too. Right now there's some problems with it. You can't plug in the controller at certain points because it won't charge or it won't wake up. So I'm like, you just set down the controller where I tell you to. As long as you follow these rules, you're good to play whenever you want, like beyond, you know, responsibilities. But
yeah,
it is different after than school. PS4. Yeah.
But did they know a PS5 existed? Like, did they understand there was a new console, or really when it showed up, they came to understand that something existed?
They knew it existed. They didn't know how I was going to get one because they knew that everybody was trying to get them and that they were sold out. So they were trying to, I might have ruined their Christmas gift. Not that they would actually try to, like, actually attempt to get one, but they wanted to get a PS5 for me for Christmas. Mm. And one, that's way too much money. Two, they would never get it. So they were excited it was here, but kind of like, oh, now what do we get you? Well, maybe we'll get you a game. And then I bought Spider-Man.
Son. Yes, son. You may get me another game.
Yeah, but they were really excited. They wanted to try it and then, you know, go through all the games, even like the backwards compatible games. They wanted to play all their old games on this new machine because, you know, it's new. And I was the same way. So that excitement was still there for me. I was excited too. I wanted to kick them off because I wanted my time with it. But, you know, I share. Yeah.
You got to share. You're good with that. You're good that way.
Yeah.
Now, did they note... What came out of their comments? Like, so when they're playing it, what did they notice? So you notice the quick load times, the graphics, of course, how smooth everything is. Your one son obviously had an experience with the help and snapping that around. Like, what were some of their takeaways, if you can kind of surmise or notice what they had said?
So they had a blast with the controllers. So the haptics and the adaptive triggers, it is nuts to them. It's like a roller coaster. They just have, again, Astro's Playroom. They're just in that game. They just love that game. Again, my younger son is playing Spider-Man, but Astro's Playroom is the go-to because they like feeling all the different sensations in the game, like the dust, the ice, you know, even the little bow and arrows and the springs. They are having a blast with it. And it's just something completely new to them. They haven't experienced that before, so... That's what they're into right now. Anything with the controller. Like, well, let's see what the controller can do. They say, like, let's make the controller dance. So that's what it does. It dances in your hands. That's
a good way to describe it. This controller just dances.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I'm so stoked to hear this. Your one son had figured out the help cards.
Yes.
And I thought that as they're playing their games, they can kind of do it yourself, tutorials and other ways to help it. So that sounds so exciting.
I really hope that other developers like look at that and just realize that that's a big help to a lot of people that may, you know, younger audiences or people that, you know, can't figure it out, or are dad short on time and they just want to get through.
Yeah. Younger audiences. You know what I mean? Yeah, right. You want the dad time.
Yeah. No,
no, so I jumped into an older game and I'd completely forgotten all the buttons.
Yes.
So there I am, like, adult, holding my phone and, like, it's like how to use special, trying to read. And of course, it's like the first four paragraphs of the damn website. It's like, when I was a child, I was like, just tell me what to do. Or if it's a YouTube video, it's like, don't forget to like and smash that subscribe button.
Right.
I'm like, stop talking. Tell me how to do this one simple thing.
I know. It's, no, it's a good thing to have. I hope they do that in the activity cards.
All right. We're going to have to keep the all new dads posted. I'm curious to see what other games and experiences you have. But it is safe to say I will not be joining you in that space for quite some time because of damn dirty scalpers. My God. So the first, the two photos, if you can watch the video, I think we'll try to post it onto social. Jeff and I were having a good laugh. Because if you had gone to any selling site, Facebook seems particularly rife with it.
Yes.
But Kijiji, eBay, whatever else you want, it's just, it is a disgusting amount of PS5s for sale. It makes you think, did anybody actually purchase this thing and is playing it? Because as best as I can see, the only people who got hands on it were people who were looking to sell it. So the photo, I sent this to Jeff and we were cackling because it's... PS5 for $600, mint condition, as fair a price as it gets. He's pointing to this space heater. It's like clearly white and black space heater. So that now, I don't think it is so obvious. I don't think he did it as a ruse to try to make money. I think it's just kind of like a soft middle finger to all these scammers of like, you people are ridiculous. Yeah. But even better was the second one that I found, which is. PS5 for $5 million.
Yep.
It's a picture of a PS2 duct taped to a PS3. So PS5, one of a kind. And the poster is even further gamer lore, is from Leroy Jenkins.
It's genius,
right? Oh, that gave me such heart to see. But I mean, so those two pages are funny. The next page I'm going to show, if you see it, is not funny. If you want to see this page, just go to Facebook Marketplace and search for PS5. And it is just post after post after post of PS5s for sale, $900 to $1,200.
And that's ridiculous. That's just...
And I try to separate, because look, when I decided, I was kind of late into deciding to buy it. I'd even try the first couple pre-order sessions. Mm-hmm. I thought I'd just kind of wait. I got a little bit more hyped. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to, on launch day, I'll try. Right. I'll check out a couple sites. I'm not going to, you know, take a day off and not do any work or anything, but, you know, I'll check a few sites during the day, see what I can find. Didn't find anything. Is what it is. Like, I'll probably have to wait until... I'm figuring March next year. I don't think I'll get one before March or April next year, honestly. I don't mean that I wouldn't. I mean, I can't probably from supplies. I will not pay a scalper. I'm cool with it. I try as best as possible to explain that I'm not... This isn't bitter in that I hate you people because you got it. I hate the idea of this.
Yeah.
Like, this is filthy. Because what would really suck is that if you had, you know, kids like yours who were really excited about getting it, or, you know, they had a dad who, or a mom who just worked really hard this year and they want to surprise it and get them one to play, and just get these jackasses, like, purchasing these things, flipping it for $300, $300 a profit, ruining. Yeah. It's like, I get hustling, I get making a buck, but this is just like, you guys just shove it, man. This is disgusting.
it really is, because again, you even if you went through with it, you have like basically no warranty with this. Like, you could go to Sony at some point, but you're taking a risk even that way. And then just to see the scroll bar full of PS5s and Xbox Series X's too. I know those are there.
Yeah.
But just like, again, people, this is what they did that day. They had 10 tabs open, got 10 consoles, and then they're turning around and selling like the consoles themselves, or maybe just the box, in hopes that you would make a mistake and just get the box without the console, like that kind of stuff. I never bought into it. I having a family and stuff, I don't think I could look at my kids in the same way and say, daddy's making money off these PS5, selling them to other kids. Like, I don't think,
Desperate people, and kind of ruining it for everyone.
Exactly. It's sketchy. And I already saw, like, on our Twitter feed, just the amount of PS5s and Xboxes that influencers get. And just everybody was getting free consoles and posting it. I'm like, oh my God, these people can afford that stuff. It's just, have them go to the scalper and send regular people like consoles. Like, it's just, it's a lot. And just even in this scalper realm, I'll say that a personal experience of mine, my mom was in line for a Super Mario 3 back in like 1993. Something before the internet, kids. She was lined up at like a Zellers, which, if anybody knows what a Zellers is,
double nostalgia trip.
Might have been Kmart. But she was in a line to get Super Mario 3 because there was limited stock, and she noticed that people would go up and get their Mario 3 and turn around and sell it to the people in line, knowing that they had limited copies. So you're even catching people face to face in desperation, you know, for the newest Christmas gift for their kids, and hoping that they would shell out, and knowing that the people in the back of the line probably wouldn't get one, so they might be a little bit more vulnerable than the people near the front. So, like, it's just that amplified in your face with, whoa, PS5's up the wazoo. So yeah, I don't know.
This picture I'm hoping is fake, but this photo I just brought up, he has something in the order of 20 consoles.
Like, what'd you do? Knock over a truck? How do you even get?
I get the sense this one's false, but who knows? It is just dirty. Can't stand it. And I guess what I'm curious to see is if there is any justice. I'm not hopeful that this would actually happen. I think maybe the prices will come down after this fervor that's having right now for it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But still, I think it'll be up there. And especially with Christmas coming, people are going to feel the pinch. So you made the point, actually, probably not till after Christmas, which makes sense.
Probably, yeah. Because right now everybody's, again, running around hoping, you know, 2020 is a little bit better. Maybe I'll get a new console to make me, you know, cheer me up a little bit.
Ease the pain.
Yeah, so at least after Christmas, New Year sometime.
Like, the justice that I want to happen, that I don't think will, would be that they just all start to lose money. Or basically just have to sell it for cost. I mean, them losing money would be the best.
It would be.
It's more to the point, would be wonderful is if at least it came down to cost. So what you start to see is, right now, upwards of $1,200, but maybe that slips down to, there's a lot of $900 too, but that's the first person posted for like $800, and then it goes to like $750.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like $600, you know what I mean?
Yes.
You start to see that slide. It's a space I'm going to be watching. I'm not going to be buying from a scalper, but
no.
I would love to see them lose money.
Okay. So like that first one there, the PS5, the disc version for $750. Now, if you bought that in store, it's $629 plus tax. So that one is more reasonable because you'd probably get up to $700. So they're making $50.
You see some people like this, and this is interesting. This guy actually brought it down from $900.
Oh, there you go. It's already happening.
Yeah. Well, this guy's a little bit, like I said, I'm so interested in this space, not from purchasing, but just as a phenomenon.
Yeah.
And I've seen this a few times in a couple of ranges where so they'll actually bring the price down. So this guy is $900 down to $750. He's a bit more rural. Like, he's not really downtown. So I think that'll be part of it. But there's also, he has an extra one for sale. So I think he probably tried.
Oh, okay.
So he happened to have another one. I've seen that a few times where people are like, hey, like, I'm just looking to make my money back. Notice those guys' prices are usually 50 more than you'd pay for taxes.
Right. I thought you were going to say he was going to like lower it to get into a bidding war or something.
Oh, you'll see a lot of, the best part, my other favorite one's like brand new in box. I'm like, of course it is, jackass.
I played it. I didn't like it.
This one's free, and then it's like, you know, they'll list the prices free, but then it's like, make me an offer. Best offer takes it. But what we got here? $950, $900, $1,000. This guy has put a Supreme sticker on it, which I don't know if he thinks that raises the value.
Maybe it does. I don't know.
The special supreme version of the PlayStation. 1000, 1100, 950. The 900, 950 seems to be at the going. You got this 700. This is probably your best offer.
Right? Yeah.
Oh, never mind. Version. This is actually just a PSA. I've seen this one too a few times.
How?
Where it's PS5 selling for $700, but he says this is just a heads up. Do not pay more for a PS5. Sony announced they will have more in stock.
Oh, that's good.
They were all bought up by scalpers for scalping purposes only.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, sir, for your PSA. If you could please direct me to the site that has it in stock.
That's right.
We'll see, but there it is. I mean, two sites I don't have the URLs handy, so let me Google something quickly.
You might get one. Let's just be hopeful. You know, fingers crossed. Oh yeah, now in stock is a great stock site.
I found day of, I didn't actually know about this. I only found it afterwards. I wish I had. So for dads, if you like me, I hope no dads here will support think about explaining something this dirty and awful to your kid and supporting and buying it, right? Yeah. So ideally you can wait. And if you're like me, you're going to kind of casually check and figure out maybe if one comes available, you'll buy it. So nowinstock.net.
Yeah.
You can actually set if you want to keep the tab open during the day, like apparently there's a browser alert that once that one does come available, you can just like get a quick ding and then you'll know to check. Otherwise you can come here a few times a day, hit refresh and just see, okay, does anybody have it? No. Good day to you, sir.
Away you go. Yeah. I think you can actually make an account and it will text you too. I remember having that. I don't know if they took that
free alerts there. Yeah. Emails, text, and a browser alert. So again, it kind of depends on your fever for it.
Yeah. Right?
Like if you want to kind of check this a few times a day and see when it pops up. I think I'll probably do that for the next little while. Just kind of you know, check every now and then, see if it comes up. And otherwise, I'm going to be watching this scalper space very closely.
He's scowling at them. You know, you
shaking my just shaking my fist. Go to the lawn and just shake it up to the sky. Darn you people. Yeah. I swear it's not because I'm bitter. I swear it's just the principle. there's new dads and their kids who are just hoping to have it and have some fun. And I hate to see it.
I know.
So darn you folks. But people who listen to the show, I don't think any of you are down and dirty scalpers. What I do know is I'd like to thank you for listening, as I do every week. This has been New Dad Gaming. If you'd like to subscribe to the podcast, you can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and any of the other major podcasting networks. If you'd like to reach out to us, I'd love to hear your own scalper story. If you got a hot tip where I can buy a PS5. If you have some Demon Souls tips for Jeff or anything else in between, we'd of course love to hear you get your story on the podcast. You can find us on Twitter and Facebook at New Dad Gaming, and also our gaming website, newdadgaming.com. So until next week, may your quest for a next gen console, be it Xbox or PS5, be ever fruitful. And myself, my name is Trevor. I have a 5-year-old and a 3-year-old.
And I'm Jeff. I have a 10-year-old and a 7-year-old, and I'm in the next gen. See you there soon, Trevor.
You've wanted this episode to end so you can go and play, right? I should torture you for another like 10 minutes of episode.
Totally.
You're looking at it probably.
It's right there outside of my vision, and I have it saved. Spider-Man's ready to go.
And here's me just talking. Just dragging the show. Go be a spider, my friend. All right, everybody. Right. We'll see you next week.
See ya.